Here's today's Pasture and Forage Minute.
Keeping clean water in front of animals during the summer is important. However, sunlight and warm temperatures can often lead to stock tanks overrun by algae. Let's look at how we can address these issues. The first step in stopping algae growth in a tank is preventing the habitat algae will love. Keep animals from getting into larger tanks to limit unwanted nutrient loading. When possible, keep water from becoming warm and stagnant by matching tank size to herd demands. Finally, shade the tank to reduce sunlight, which algae needs to grow. One control method that often gets lumped in with options to kill algae is barley straw. While studies have shown barley straw does not kill algae, 3/4 of an ounce of straw per square yard of tank area submerged in a loose bag or container should be enough to limit growth for up to 6 months. Sometimes algae growth can still become an issue despite our best efforts. If your tank is small enough, a regular scrubbing can keep algae at bay. For larger tanks, commercial algicides, mostly using copper sulfate, can be effective. Just follow instructions carefully, especially when sheep are involved, which are sensitive to copper. Other often cited control options are goldfish and bleach. North Carolina state researchers recommend up to 2 ounces of bleach per 50 gallons of water mixed well. Keep animals away while mixing to ensure no concentrated areas remain. Or you can try 4 to 6 goldfish per 100 gallons of water. Just provide them with cover and cool water. Clean water is vital for animal health, especially during the summer. Prevent algae growth through proper tank placement, cleaning, and options like barley straw. If needed, consider copper sulfate, bleach, or goldfish. With today's Pasture and Forage Minute, I'm Nebraska Extension Forage Systems Educator Ben Beckman.
Pasture and Forage Minute is a production of Nebraska Extension. For more information on how your university is serving Nebraskans, go to extension.unl.edu.